Outside, across the street from Chep's two-bedroom house, was the Iblix Madison Grade School. There was trouble afoot there today. Many of the kids were involved in strange cults, and their parents had no idea. Chester went to school armed with the meat cleaver he'd smuggled into his coat. If the elf made another appearance, he planned to kill it, or likely to die trying. He'd found an alien hatred, a non-human intelligence that offered nothing but evil. Now, Chester's soul felt very cold. Chester was in military class. His hated enemy, fat young Jim Tobins, was in the class also. Jim had backup, Joe Vilton, and Tom Greel were Santa cultists. This was a hard class for Chester, 3-on-1. And 8 or so Christians in that class made it hard for both subcults. Jim sneered and said. The other Santa suckers laughed with a mean laugh. The teacher entered striking distance and gave his lethal yardstick an arcing swing. The stick missed the rabbit by a half an inch as it continued to climb and bite. Tom took the corner of the stick with his eye. The wounded eye ruptured as the rabbit chewed on. Now the boy's neck. Now it was at the boy's neck. The long yellow rabbit teeth
were red now.
The boy collapsed to the floor, still screaming. One quick-thinking Christian boy grabbed a vial of acid from the experiment drawer, and he doused both the rabbit and the convulsing boy with the skin-eating substance. The acid burn seemed to break the spell, and the rabbit ran out the door in an agonized flash. Meanwhile, the boy's screams ramped up even louder as the acid began eating away the tissues of his wounded eye. During this mayhem, Chester had snuck after the fleeing boys. He ran down the hall, holding the meat cleaver over his head. He let it fly. The weapon sailed forwards, spinning around and around until it sunk into Joe Vilton's back.
With a meaty thunk,
Chester dashed around a corner and headed outside the school the other way, so as not to be seen by anybody. Vilton hit the floor with a tortured gurgle. Jim heard it, but he dared not turn around. He thought, this is an all-out attack. He was running for reinforcements. Chester threw away the latex gloves he was wearing in the dumpster out back, and he headed back into class as the freaked out kids gathered around the grisly scene. The teacher was washing the bloody kid's face with the water to remove the acid. Meanwhile, Jim was intercepted by the principal and had to tell him about their rabbit situation. This spoiled his plan to get the kids for some warfare. But at least he would be safe with the principal beside him.